The Goldberg, brought to you every weekday at this time by the makers of high-test Oxidol. First, though, important news. Tremendously important news for women suffering from wash day sneeze. Now, you can have all the benefit of wonderfully sneeze-proof soap without paying any penalty whatsoever in wash day performance or results. Today's Oxidol, amazingly sneeze-proof, amazingly free of sneezy soap dust. No soap of its type can beat it. But, and this is important, Oxidol is made to prevent sneezy soap dust without coarsening the soap, without slowing up speed of sudsing, and with no lessening of that famous white washing power and safety which made it the choice of millions of women. Remember that when you buy laundry soap again. Today's Oxidol is marvelously free of sneezy soap dust without the slightest loss in washing performance. So, if you get all the hay feverish and red-eyed from clouds of irritating soap dust, switch to high-test Oxidol now. It's unsurpassed for being sneeze-free, plus fast and safe, plus an amazing ability to get white things shades whiter. Why, we hear from women everywhere singing the praises of today's high-test Oxidol, not only from experienced housewives, but from a group of leading washing machine manufacturers, too. The makers of the new famous 1941 Apex Speedliner washer, for instance, far and away one of the largest and most important washer makers in the entire country. They're so impressed with Oxidol's performance, they're now officially recommending it for use in their Apex washers. You see, they've had proof that Oxidol washes clothes as much as 9 to 11 tintometer shades whiter than many other popular soaps. And on top of this magnificent whiteness, it's safe for washable colors. And naturally, they don't want their Apex customers to miss out on Oxidol. Yes, and washer owners, to see this marvelous Oxidol the famous Apex people are recommending at work, stop at your nearest Apex dealer today for a demonstration of it in the latest Apex Speedliner washers. No cost or obligation, no ma'am. And a thrilling preview of the brilliant performance Oxidol can give you every week. And now, the Goldberg. The Goldbergs are settling down in South Carolina as the guests of the Ellison. Jake's old friend, Mr. Ellison, and his daughter, Sylvia, have welcomed the Goldbergs into the bosom of the family into which Sammy is marrying. And there in the Carolina spring in the quiet town, the Goldbergs should be very happy on this very happy occasion in all family life. However, there's one thing that makes Molly a little anxious, and that is that Sammy's out on the road on business for Mr. Ellison and isn't expected home yet for days. Molly, of course, is very anxious to see Sammy after all these weeks of separation. And Molly would be terrified if she knew the truth. For the Ellisons are lying. Sammy's gone, and gone for good, as Sylvia well knows. For Sammy discovered just how false, vicious, and hypocritical Sylvia is, and he left. But Mr. Ellison believes what Sylvia told him, that Sammy would return. And so he consented to pretend to the Goldbergs that Sammy was away on business. But meanwhile, his conscience bothers him, and would bother him all the more if he knew that a call had come from Glastonbury for Molly, which Sylvia refused to accept.
Why don't people pay a little attention to what I want? Hello. William? How many times do I have to tell you to see that my office is never without a box of bicarbonate? Well, I don't see it. All right, all right. Who's downstairs in the store? Oh, the Goldbergs. Well, show them around. I'll be right down. Sylvia?
Daddy?
Sylvia, this has to end. I can't go on any longer. How can I go on?
Just until tomorrow. Daddy, if you don't hear...
I'm sick of all this, Sylvia. I can't stand the strain any longer. It's too much.
I know, Daddy, darling. But a call came in, Daddy. The Goldbergs from Glastonbury.
A call? A call from who?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Well, why didn't you?
I don't know. The operator said it was a call from Molly Goldberg, and I got frightened. I hung up.
Well, maybe it's from Sammy. Maybe
I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
Well, if you didn't know what to do, why didn't you ask me?
Did you think I should call the operator?
Oh, I don't know what you should call. I don't know what I can call. I can't think, Sylvia. This is too much.
I can try.
Then try.
She said call operator 64.
All right, then call operator 64 and don't ask me because I can't advise you anymore. This is going beyond me. I've involved myself too much. How can I permit myself to lie to these people, these good, innocent people, my friends?
You did it for me, Daddy. Daddy, I still think Sammy's coming back.
Call the operator. Maybe something happened to Sammy and they heard about it in Lastonbury. How can you tell?
Daddy, down, please. Go down. The Goldbergs are in the store.
How can I face them now?
Hello, operator? Get me Lastonbury, Connecticut. Operator 64.
William said my bicarbonate was here. Where is it?
Locate that call and complete it for me, please. Well, somebody in Lastonbury was calling Molly Goldberg. Yes. All right. Oh.
Can I just come in?
Please, come in.
How can I keep this up?
Not the Goldberg and not the Goldberg.
Come in.
Well, I'll see. That's the appellation. You have some store.
Some business. A miniature meeting. Didn't I tell you that, Molly?
Yes, and indeed. Mr. Goldberg is exactly a miniature matrix. I can imagine. We were walking around. William, your man downstairs was showing us around all the departments. Imagine, Goldberg, you saw the shoes, and suits, and hats, and dresses, and stockings, and departments, for everything but the elevators. No elevators to go up and down. Many customers. And Rosalie, darling, what did you bought already?
Oh, Rosalie
bought a ribbon. It was wonderful. I was walking around, it was like playing store.
Well, sit down.
Thank you very much. Sit down, Rosalie, dear. So nice to be about to go here, dear. Oh, if you're busy, Miss Allison.
From now on, till the wedding, Molly, Allison is going to take himself out from his business?
What do you think, Jake?
I think
when a man has accomplished what you have and has done as much as you have, raised a wonderful family, built a successful business, son, there is nothing and no pleasure he don't owe himself.
Thank you, Jake.
I mean it.
Oh, I'll take it, Daddy, dear. Maybe, Sam. Hello?
I have that
Lastonbury
call for you.
Who is it, Sylvia?
William switched the wrong caller. It was for somebody down in the store.
I thought maybe it was for Sam.
Oh, Sammy won't call. He writes letters. Oh. You know, he likes to write. And besides, Daddy's a bear when it comes to long-distance calls. He gave Sammy a certain amount of money and said, Sammy, my boy, you're on your own. This has to take you and bring you back. And let me see how much you can save out of it.
That's the way. Not like you, Molly.
Well,
Allison, for what you're doing for Sammy, I'll never stop being grateful. The training, the discipline. Sammy was a boy who needed a hand that could teach him the ways of the world. He was always so much of a dreamer. It was something he inherited from his mother. From you, Molly.
Well, his family is a dreamer, yes, so, but he's a dreamer. Not so bad when the dreams are good dreams. Dreams are one way of making the world a better place to live in. You see what you wish, and then you wish you could have what you see, and that's how it is. And, well, for me and for my sake, I'm on the side of the dreamers, yes.
But for a man who wants to make his way, who has to earn a living for himself and his family, there can be too much dreaming. That Sammy should be out on the road, that you should trust him to send him, Harrison, that makes me very happy. And I hope he's going to be worthy of your confidence.
Oh, I'll take it, Daddy. Daddy, why don't you... Hello?
Hello? Calling for you.
Oh, yes, just a minute. Daddy, dear, it's long distance. Do you want to take it now, or do you want them to call you back? I wish your lawyer would stop calling at the wrong time.
If it's private, Allison, then I'll...
It's a private call, Miss Allison.
Well,
there's so much in the store that I want to see. Yes. I'd like to look at a little snippet. And after all, Miss Allison, business is. You don't have to be concerned about us. We will be downstairs. Are you coming, Sylvia?
Well, I'll be right down, darling.
All right, dear. Don't worry about us. We will be ready.
Sylvia, how can you lie
Daddy,
this way?
Please.
I can't stand
Daddy,
it.
Daddy, I'm only doing
lies. I can't stand it, I tell you.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Oh, this is Sylvia Allison. Who is this?
This is Martha Wilberforce, Mr. Goldberg's neighbor.
Oh. Yes, Martha?
Who is Martha?
A telegram came from Goldberg this morning. Telegram came from Goldberg this morning. And I don't know what to do.
Well, who's the telegram from?
It wasn't sent to me. I don't know whether to open it or not. That's why I wanted to speak to Mrs. Goldberg. It might be important.
What is it, Sylvia?
Well, the Goldbergs haven't arrived yet.
That's funny. They should be there.
Oh, well, they're probably taking it easy and enjoying the trip down.
What are you telling her? Why did you say the Goldbergs
aren't here? I wouldn't open
the
telegram, Martha.
Who's Martha?
Whatever it is, we have to wait till the Goldbergs get here.
You're going too far.
So don't open it.
Sylvia.
Put the telegram in an envelope and send it to me, air mail, special delivery.
Sylvia.
Will you do that, Martha?
Yes, yes, I will.
What are you stirring up now?
Daddy,
this is
please.
Too much.
Daddy,
I'm telling you, Sylvia.
Martha,
too much.
Listen to me. I'll repeat what I said.
Why?
Put the telegram unopened into an envelope and send it to me, air mail, special delivery.
Is the telegram from Sammy? And what does it say? How long can Sylvia keep the truth about Sammy's disappearance from Molly? And what does she hope to accomplish by it? Now, washer owners, something else you've noticed when you visit your nearest Apex washer dealers this week and watch Oxidol demonstrated in the famous new Apex C-Liner washer. You'll notice how much suds you get with just a little Oxidol. Why, Oxidol gives up to 3 times the sud of many popular package soaps, cup for cup. Yes, up to 3 times the sud. And suds that stand up as much as 2 to 3 times longer. And remember, you see this marvelous Apex Oxidol demonstration absolutely without cost or obligation. It's simply a courtesy to you from your Apex dealer. A chance to find out firsthand what Oxidol can do for you every week. See how gloriously white it can get your whitening. Note how amazingly sneeze-free it is, without any loss in washing performance. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Mr. Allison begins to crack under the strain, and Molly sees that something's wrong. This living story of those lovable Goldbergs is written for you by Gertrude Bird, and brought to you by the makers of the new high-test Oxidol. And this is James Fleming saying, goodbye till tomorrow.